Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines for Living.
Some words are coined especially for use in heaven. And outside the Christian community, it's really hard to understand their meaning, such as the word blessed. The word blessed comes from the Greek word makarios. It's the word used by Jesus when he sat on the slopes of Mount Tabor and brought the greatest discourse ever delivered called the Sermon on the Mount. Remember those familiar words? Blessed are the poor in spirit, blessed are they who mourn, and so forth. This word, like several other words in the New Testament, was used by Greek writers to convey the idea of happiness. But when Jesus used the word, he elevated it and gave it a new, deeper meaning. In the context of faith, it means that a person is happier and richer in his personal experience because he has been the object of God's special favor, as the result of God's touch on his life. The word is both a verb and a noun. It is something you receive from God and something that you in turn can pass on to others without losing any of the blessing you have received. The paradox is that the more you give to others, the greater the blessing you get yourself. Is it any wonder that with this concept, the world can't really understand what it is to bless someone? The ancient Greeks used the word chiefly of their gods who were not subject to poverty and death, speaking of them as being blessed. One of the interesting things about this word, as used by Christian writers, is that unlike the capriciousness of Greek gods, the Bible says that God's grace and favor will reach down and touch every person who responds to his love. In other words, God doesn't play favorites. What he's done for others, he will do for you, provided you come with an open hand and heart, because it is pretty tough for God to fill the hands of someone who comes with a doubled-up fist. One of our listeners sent us the following Beatitudes for married couples, which they felt was the key to God's blessing. Blessed are the husband and wife who continue to be affectionate, considerate, and loving after the wedding bells have ceased ringing. Blessed are the husband and wife who are as polite and courteous to one another as they are to their friends. Blessed are they who have a sense of humor, for this attitude will be a handy shock absorber. Blessed are they who love their mates more than any other person in the world and who joyfully fulfill their marriage vow of a lifetime of fidelity and mutual helpfulness. Blessed are they who attain parenthood, for children are a heritage of the Lord. Blessed are those who never speak loudly to each other and who make their homes a place where seldom is heard a discouraging word. Blessed are those husbands and wives who faithfully attend church and read the Word and pray together. Blessed is the couple who learns the importance of communication and knows that without it no marriage can long survive. Blessed is the couple who learns that any conflict can be resolved with God's help. Blessed is the couple who refuses to let money divide them and works out a partnership with God as the third partner. Blessed is the couple who refuses to let their children divide them and stands together when it comes to discipline. Blessed are the husband and wife who dedicate their lives and home to Christ and practice the supremacy of unconditional love. How better to put it? That's what the blessing of God is all about. Psalm 115, verse 15 says, "May you be blessed by the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth." Some words are coined just for use in heaven. I believe blessed is one of them.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.